fill up the last 10 minutes that we do have. So, what can I talk about? Well, if you're wondering why I'm all decked out like this, it's because there's a commissioning service for me at what time? 3. I don't actually know the time. Yeah, so 3. And yeah, so I think that's when I officially become the pastor here, as opposed to whatever I was before. So, yeah. Right, thank you. It's been quite the pleasure so far. I've been I was talking, I think it was Tony Wong yesterday, about how long I'd been here, and it's been like 6 months. It's been quite a long time, actually. It hasn't felt like it. So half a year sounds longer than 6 months. So I'll say half a year. And it's been great. I've really enjoyed it. I've really felt welcomed. I've really felt that the church has been very embracing. You've supported our family. You've helped us in the transition. You know, Rosanna loves coming here. She loves all the people she sees. She's really excited to come to church all the time. I don't know how long that will last, but right now it's good. And you know, it's just. And we just have such a pleasure. It's just, I wish I had the words to convey the appreciation and the joy that I've had being here. This has been probably the best 6 months I've had for a very, very long time. So I'm very, very grateful for that. Now, it's interesting. Yeah, 100 years ago, the Titanic sunk. I did watch that movie. To be honest, just to geekify myself, I wouldn't mind seeing the 3D version. I hear it's quite spectacular, actually, that James Cameron really put some good effort and money. It's not like the junky, you know, Clash of the Titans made after 3D. It's like they really put some effort into it, and it looks, all the reviews are quite spectacular. I remember I saw the movie actually 3 times in theaters when I was... It was in high school at the time, so I was in my, what year was that? Year 10, the 10th year of school for me. And see, the reason I didn't know anything about it when I saw it the first time, it was the opening weekend, and me and my friend wanted to go see a movie, and I'm a big history buff, and I was like, what's this movie, Titanic? Hey, oh wow, it's probably like a documentary or something, right? That's what I seriously thought. I was like, you know, it's not going to be that interesting. I mean, it sinks in the end. So, okay, let's go see it. So me and my friend, we went to go see it. It was packed. It was totally packed. Women everywhere. And when you're a high school guy, that is A+. And so we're sitting there, and you know, something clearly wasn't right. But, you know, I watched the movie. I enjoyed it. Okay, you know, everyone tries to say they didn't like it or what have you. And I don't know. I mean, it made, what, $1 billion or something. Like, people, I know people liked it. I liked it. I'm upfront about it. I accept my sins. And, you know, and it was good. I don't know why I saw it a second time. I saw it with somebody. I don't know who it was. The third time I saw it with this friend of mine who I went to school with. And his parents were I don't know, they were quite conservative Christians, and they didn't ever really go see movies very often, but they wanted to go see this Titanic. So they took me along to see it again for a third time. And so my friend wasn't very used to movies that had, you know, anything intense in them, I guess. And we're watching the movie, and Titanic isn't really that scary, like not like slasher film scary. It's more like, oh my goodness, what would I do if I was going to drown to death type scary, but not, I mean, you don't jump out of your chair because of that. And so we're watching the movie, and I don't know if you remember the scene where you know, that old lady, she's telling her story, she's beginning to tell the story, and she kind of just, she kind of, I don't know, looks down, and when she looks up, it's like in 19 whenever, and you know, the music is all like bop bop, right? You know, like that. And you see it in the trailer, even for the 3D version. You see where Rose looks up and she sees the Titanic. Well, my friend, he freaked out. He was like, bah! And he hit me right in the face. I was scared out of my mind because it was like 3D back then. And you know, Anyway, so this is what happens when you're trying to invent something on the fly. But I think Tony made a very good point about, I don't know if it's an apocryphal saying, but there is that saying that the guy who built the Titanic, or one of the guys, the White Star Line, said, you know, not even God himself could sink this ship. Not even God himself. And that's such a crazy state. Like, I can't even imagine. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. All-powerful being of the universe couldn't even sink this ship. I mean, what's that line in the movie? I mean, it's made out of steel. Of course it can sink, right? Because someone asks the guy who actually designed the ship, who's a Canadian actor, by the way, and the guy who designed the ship, and he's like, I assure you, Rose, it will sink. It's made out of whatever it's made out of, right? I mean, it's so... As humans, we have such a... Oh, Tony, I mean, you basically nailed it with the... You know, sometimes we just need some humbling. I mean, we've done a lot of great things. I was listening to a radio show yesterday. Yeah, this is good. And the radio show was talking about what is wrong with the world. And it was a Christian and an atheist, and they were discussing what was wrong with the world. And the atheist guy was saying, you know what, I think the world is progressively getting better. That the world is getting better, And the Christian was saying, you know what, I think it's basically the same. We're still as evil as we always were, and we're still capable of doing good as we've always been able to do. But the atheist, he brought out this point, yeah, but wouldn't you rather live today than, let's say, 1,000 years ago? I mean, you could die from a toothache 1,000 years ago, and today, thank you, Tony, for stopping that. But today, I mean, we got iPhones, we got medicine, we got all this stuff. So today is way better. And there's less crime, and there's less this, and blah, blah, blah. And it's very interesting. I remember when I studied Christian history and Christian doctrine and which beliefs have been popular at which times. In the early 20th century in Europe, a very popular belief was what was called post-millennialism. Now, what's post-millennialism? Post-millennialism is, maybe you've heard of this, maybe you've heard of like Left Behind and the Rapture and all that sort of stuff. Well, that's pre-millennialism. What's pre-millennialism? Pre-millennialism is that at some point the world is going to get so crappy or whatever that Christ is going to come and he's going to come in the clouds, and he's going to help bring the Christians up with him, and then the world's going to get really, really crappy, and there's a tribulation, an antichrist, all that sort of stuff. Everyone, there's a big battle of Armageddon, and then Christ will come, whoops everyone's butt, and puts up the millennium. And there will be 1,000 years of a perfect reign of Christ, and then there will be another judgment and the end of time and the new earth and the new heaven and all that. That's premillennialism. So what's postmillennialism, which was popular in Europe at the time the Titanic went down? That was the idea that the world was getting better and better and better and better, and that actually Christ would come when Europe basically made the world perfect, made the world wonderful. So the idea was that the millennium was Christ's reign on earth, and that was the civilization eventually coming and creating the perfect world that everyone always wishes we had. And what's interesting is at the pinnacle of that, at Europe's pinnacle, where it was the ruler of the entire world, it had all the might, all the power, and then starting in 1914, all the way pretty much up till 1945, basically self-destructed on itself, right? You know, you had World War I, Anzac is coming up, right? You had the Battle of Gallipoli. You had then World War II, which was just basically a continuation. A lot of historians almost kind of look at those wars as almost the same thing now, just due to what happened in between as well. And so you had Europe, which just in 1913 thought it was at the pinnacle of the world, that post-millennialism, that the world was almost there, that Christ was going to come soon because the world was almost perfect, and then human nature kicked in. I think Tony made it very well when as humans, we need to realize that we have a certain nature. We have a certain instinct. And while we have created all sorts of technology, and life is a lot better in a lot of ways, is we still have this underlying heart issue, this issue of sin, this issue of evil. And while we can do great things, we could also annihilate the entire planet, right? With nuclear weapons, hydrogen bombs, you know, odds are we'll destroy ourselves before the sun destroys us or God destroys us or whoever destroys us. But and when we think back on events like the Titanic, when we think back on events like World War I and World War II, Anzac Day, Remembrance Day, and all these horrible things that have happened in the past, really realize that the human condition, the human race, has a problem. The beauty of the Christian gospel, God is doing something about that problem. And that through Jesus Christ, through his death on the cross, through his life, through his message, through his teachings, through his very being, through his attitude, through his heart condition, through his immense love for humanity, got a solution to sin, to our problem, and at some point, sooner than later, but at some point, all will be made right, and we will live in a new heaven and a new earth. And that won't be because humanity has achieved it. Though we can achieve many great things, it will be because God, in his love for us, has broken into the world and paid the ultimate price to do that. And so I'm just thankful as these 6 months have gone by that you have given me the privilege to come here to preach, to speak about Jesus, to speak about his good news, to speak about the kingdom of God. And I just thank you so much for that opportunity. And I hope that I can continue to do that in, you know, hopefully more than another 6 months, that hopefully it can be a longer term and that I can continue with you growing in this beautiful, wonderful thing that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. So thank you. Let's pray. Just thank you for your gospel. I thank you that you heard into your creation, Lord. And I just pray that when we reflect on these moments back in our human history, like the Titanic sinking or the world wars or even the achievements that we can achieve today, Lord, that we recognize that we also have a very sinful condition, Lord, but that you, even in our sin, love us anyway. And I'm just so grateful for your grace, and I just pray that you continue to guide this church and allow us to work your works here in the city of Auckland. And I thank you for the privilege we had to be blessed by the Tiny Toons, and I just pray that they would go and throughout New Zealand and just make the people of New Zealand aware of the situations that exist in other parts of the world. And I just thank you so much for this church and for everyone in it. In your name we pray, amen.